Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.TV, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder.
Mm-hmm. And right now, everyone is wondering why Pfizer never tested the COVID-19 vaccine on whether it actually prevents transmission. Yeah, you heard that right. A Pfizer executive just revealed it. Plus, leading doctors like Peter McCullough are being banned from Twitter for sharing their data or expertise. So why is health information really being suppressed?
Well, in this Edge of Wonder Live, Ben and I are going to bring you new autopsy information we found, plus the truth about CCP money actually influencing American medicine. Tune into Rise.TV at 8:30 p.m. Eastern to hear the sensitive parts of that conversation that we can't talk about outside our private platform. And then at 9 p.m., make sure you stick around for the live watch party of The Seas, our newest Edge of Wonder series about the cryptids of the abyss. The first episode is all about Cthulhu and the Kraken, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Yeah, come interact with us in our awesome Rise.TV community and our live chat while we all watch the premiere together. But for now, let's get this party started by talking about the fall of Pfizer. So we'll see you guys out
on the edge. Well, hey, y'all, are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? If you are, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people. How you doing, Ben?
Good. How are you doing, Rob?
Good. Yeah. Crazy subject for the show today. That's for sure.
Oh, that is for sure. There's so much going on with this and there's so much to talk about. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get through everything, but we will try. I don't know if you guys like heard, but there's this member of parliament that kind of came out in the UK. His name was Rob Ruse, and we're going to get into that. But before we watch that video and explain everything and kind of break down what's going on, I found this on the CDC website. And Lindsay, if you could bring this up, this is the COVID vaccine reporting system from the CDC, and they have some very interesting things going on here. So on their website, it states on the official CDC website, hundreds of millions of people in the United States have safely received COVID-19 vaccinations. These vaccinations have undergone, quote, the most intensive study monitoring in
safety
U.S.
monitoring.
Safety monitoring in U.S. history. That includes both established and new safety monitoring systems.
Which website is this? The CDC?
This is the CDC.
Just checking.
Yeah. And then if you it goes down a little bit more to say this continued monitoring can identify adverse events that may not have been seen in clinical trials. If an unexpected adverse event is seen, experts quickly study it further to assess whether it is truly a safety concern. So, so there we have it straight from the CDC, but I do think, you know, it's like the most intensive safety monitoring in US history. It's like, obviously it's not.
Yeah.
pull this up, Lindsay. This is the next thing.
Now they could claim that Pfizer told them
obviously that is what they're going to claim,
but then it's the CDC's job to make sure that Pfizer is following the rules, right?
Well, not only that, the CDC were the ones that were really promoting this as how safe and effective, you know. They were telling who was coming out saying mm-hmm. it's safe and safe and effective. Then Biden's mm-hmm. coming out, all these people coming out, Fauci, you know, everything's safe and effective, get the vaccine, because
this is my CDC face. Yeah.
And then how all this changes. So, this next tweet is the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla.
Bourla, yeah.
Yeah. So, play this.
A lot of indications right now that are telling us that there is. a protection against transmission of the disease. There is no variant that we have identified that escapes the protection of our vaccine.
COVID to come now with a treatment of 90% effectiveness, you know, personally makes me a lot very proud about it.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against.
It is necessary a fourth boost right now. The protection that you're getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last.
A lot of indications right now that are telling us that there is a protection against transmission of the disease.
So, okay.
That doesn't sound like a consistent story being told, or is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing here. And then, all right, let's go right into, well, there's this misinformation video. So, Lindsay, can you play up the Biden saying you won't get COVID? So here's Biden now saying you won't get COVID if you get the vaccine. All this kind of is going to tie together. It's like there's a point to be made here. You don't have to play the whole thing.
But we'll okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, get you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID.
And when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci says he has COVID again.
If you've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated, you deserve the freedom to be safe from COVID-19.
And this morning, I learned I tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
Until all of us are part of widespread vaccine programs, no one is safe.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has tested positive for COVID-19.
If you are vaccinated, you are protected. They are effective.
Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that she's tested positive for COVID-19.
With three doses that you'll be prevented not just from serious illness, but from getting this virus, this Omicron variant, and therefore giving it to others.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is in quarantine for 7 days after testing positive to COVID.
If this is so safe and effective and everyone's getting the vaccine, why is everyone getting COVID? That's the big question here.
Well, I just think, you know, I just think it's really ridiculous for like, do people really know what a vaccine is? You are injecting yourself with the virus. You have it once you're injected, if you didn't have it before. It's just a matter of whether it's come out or not, right?
Right. Well, and then the mRNA vaccines add a whole different layer because this is the very first time ever that something like this has been used on a scale this massive of the whole world. And, you know, Dr. Robert Malone, who was the inventor of the mRNA vaccines, even came out speaking out against them. But all right, here's the original video from this Rob Ruse, who is the member of parliament. This is what went viral over the last couple of days and why everyone has been calling out Pfizer. And today, Pfizergate was trending on Twitter, actually. Everyone is talking about it.
If you don't get vaccinated, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus.
Dang.
This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal. Please watch the video until the end.
Voor u, mevrouw Smal, heb ik de volgende vraag waar ik een
No, what are you doing?
Can you guys read this out loud?
No, he's going to do it in English. Just play it. He's going to say it in English.
Antwoord op wil. And I will speak in English so there are no misunderstandings. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
Science.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now, this turned out to be a cheap lie. This should be exposed. Please share this video.
How can you not trust a guy with a suit that nice? Wow.
Yeah.
What was his position?
It's
a European Parliament, right?
Yeah.
Is he from the Netherlands? Where is he from?
Let me check real quick. He is just a member of the European Parliament. It says vice chairman ECR. I'm not really sure what that means. So it just says member of the parliament. I'm not really 100% sure where he is. Maybe French. Yeah. He has the French flag next to him on Twitter. So I should know what he was speaking there
that
for
was
a
not
second.
French.
But it didn't sound French. That's why. Oh, wait, maybe
he's in the Netherlands.
No, yeah, I think you're right. I think it is the Netherlands. I'm sorry. Yep, Netherlands. Yeah. So, she's got it up. Yeah, Dutch. There you go. This has been fire, honestly. And he was on even Tucker Carlson breaking this down of his thoughts about this.
It's crazy that the only news media that will bring a guy like that on talking about this stuff is Tucker.
Right.
Like, why are none of these other news media bringing him on? It's so obvious what's going on here.
It really is. And a lot of people, so many people on Twitter are comparing this to what's going on with Alex Jones right now. It's like Alex Jones is required to pay $1 billion because he lied. What about Pfizer lying to the world? Like, they should just be shut down as a company and dismantled and just
More than that.
Yeah. Because, and I'm not trying to say like whether vaccines work or not. This is about a company that has lied for political and economic and social
financial gains
and all the above for every country. And all the leaders have been promoting this. And then throughout time, as the years go by, they've changed their stance on this a little bit, but here he is on Tucker Carlson.
The speed of science. Rob Rose is the man you just saw on tape. He's a conservative member of the European Parliament. He's from the Netherlands, and we are tonight. Rob, thanks so much for coming on. Did you know the answer to that question when you asked it, and were you shocked by what she said?
Well, good evening, Tucker. It really was a special moment. For the first time, Pfizer admitted that the vaccine was not tested on stopping the transmission of the virus when it entered the market. And this has massive implications. Governments pushed millions of people worldwide to get vaccinated by telling them, telling you to do it for your grandmother. And they tricked perfectly healthy young people into taking this jab using false arguments. And they used big words such as antisocial to sow an immense hatred against people who refuse to comply with the government's wishes. And even worse, many governments, including mine, actually introduced so-called COVID passports. These passports made access to parts of society conditional. Those who did not wish to get vaccinated lost that access, not being able to visit a restaurant or a gym, all in the name of public health. Our governments love to talk about institutional discrimination, but this was real institutional discrimination.
Yes.
In many countries, like the US and Italy, vaccine mandates were introduced for certain professions. Many people lost their job, their livelihood, their business, because they stood by their principles. Austria even had a lockdown for the unvaccinated because of this reason. The government literally imprisoned people within their own homes. All of this was based on the idea that vaccination helps prevent the spread of the virus. Otherwise, why should people out of society? But this has now proven to be a big lie. Even the president of for International Development Market of Pfizer now admits that there was no scientific basis to say vaccination would stop the transmission of the virus. And I find this one of the biggest scandals of our time. The politicians responsible for this will be angry that people are looking back at this time, but I won't forget what they did to millions of people. And if we are a democracy, we should have accountability. And that's what I'm calling for.
Yes. If we are a democracy. And by the way, Pfizer knew this. None of its executives bothered to correct these politicians. And yet no Pfizer executive has been charged with the crime they committed.
Which is
pretty unbelievable. I wish we had more politicians like you in Washington. Rob Rose, thank you for coming on tonight. We are really grateful.
Pretty amazing, actually, that he's like doing something about it.
It's disturbing.
But it's very disturbing. It really is. And the big question is why? Why would, you know, a company like Pfizer lie about testing to the world about this? Like, it doesn't. It just. I mean, I'm kind of saying
it's a rhetorical question
here. Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. You know. Like, why lie unless there's like serious agenda here that's pushing them to do these things? Like, and you don't know, like, that's the thing, you know, is it more conspiratorial and it really is about the mRNA and getting this into people's bloodstream and, you know, eugenics and all of this stuff? Or is it just make a quick buck? We've created this situation to make the money roll in and or is it all of the above? I mean, but the fact that science and medicine has no accountability for these things is the most worrisome part of it, you know?
Agreed. Well, I think we have to play a trailer. And when we get back, we have another European Parliament member saying that this is the biggest corruption scandal in history and a very explosive study done in Florida about the relating to vaccines and cardiac arrest. So,
right. So everyone, it is October. So that means everyone's watching Halloween movies, eating too much candy and buying fangs and fake blood for costumes like Ben used to do when he was a little boy. But did you know that the vampire look that you see on TV was inspired by the real life Dracula, Vlad the Impaler? Ben and I did a whole series exposing his dark past, murderous tendencies, and the occult backstory to the Order of the Dragon. Check out this trailer for our episode about it and find the full Vlad the Impaler series on Rise.tv.
I assure you, vampires are just in the movies. I would swear it on my soul if I had one. What truths are lurking in our legends? They couldn't possibly be based on a real-life monster, could they? Vlad the Impaler was not just known for his war tactics. Some say that he was also the world's first vampire, Dracula. But is it all just a batty tale? Or are the movies talking about something real? Find out in part one of Edge of Wonders Halloween series, Vlad the Impaler and Dracula.
Well, you guys, if you're watching our podcast, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can reach more people with it. Thank you, guys.
That would be awesome. And you can find that series along with so many others on our Rise.tv platform. And because it's Halloween and around October, we thought we would present the creatures of the seas and all these mysterious and weird things, cryptids about this all underwater, the seas, all this stuff.
We have lots of cool stuff revolved around Halloween on the platform. You can do a search for that. It's really, really fun stuff. So if you're looking for something to binge, which is based on real research about these things that people have seen for thousands of years, so definitely check us out on Rise.tv.
Yep. And tonight we're having the watch party.
Watch party at 9, yeah.
For our cryptids of the seas.
That's right.
So, all right, Rob, do you want to get into this next article? You don't necessarily have to read everything.
You're talking about John LaSalle's bombshell claim about the elites. Yeah.
Oh.
So, is that the Twitter? The
tweet? Go ahead and get into that. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
The French are basically up in arms over this politician, John LaSalle's bombshell claims that the inject, which almost killed him, was not taken by Macron and others. Many are demanding a full inquiry into the allegations. Well, basically it's saying, you know, a lot of people were noticing that these public exhibitions of politicians getting the vaccine, there was no needle, or that they were being injected with saline and stuff like that, and not the actual vaccine. So why would you be afraid to get the vaccine if you're pushing it on everyone else? That's what's so crazy about that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people should be able to decide to get it or not.
Le COVID, j'ai eu le vaccin Johnson qui a failli me tuer.
I got the Johnson vaccine and almost killed me.
3 janvier de cette année.
I've had 4 surgeries since January 4th, and then there are.
Otherwise, I certainly be dead. Mm-hmm. But why did you get the vaccine? What does that mean? Where to take the risk? But because I was MP and I didn't want to give the feeling that I wasn't doing my job, that's why I took it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I also didn't know that Mr. Macron was not vaccinated. I did not know that most of the members of the government were not, and I did not know as many of my fellow MPs were not either. I wanted to set an example, and I said, don't count on me. This was the time when Mr. Macron, Boris Johnson, and all the others, and even there was no war. In any case, the president of Russia, Putin, was going down their blonde arms. I don't know what that means.
An injection was given to encourage everyone to get vaccinated. And I said, I didn't do it for that. I did it because I'm kind of known that way.
You'll be able to see what's happening to me. In any case, if I live, I'm very well. You will say, good, me, it is well. But if I die or I fall sick, you will say that it is of my good. I don't get what that means. Well, I got sick and I said so during the campaign. No one listened and they wanted to shut me up when I said that.
I think I'll explain it in a minute.
In any case, you've proven the serious side effects. Yes, very serious, very serious. I almost died. So yes, I didn't have COVID.
That's interesting. So I think what he was saying is that if he dies, it's like, it's not from the vaccine. It's like, if I die, and it's not from the vaccine, the reason why I'm dying, they would just like make up something, the reason why I died, but
right,
I didn't
right.
die. Instead, he got sick and he had to like, you know, go see a surgeon, and he was having problems with his heart. So, you know, and then he's saying that they didn't actually, none of these people actually got the vaccine. And that's what a lot of people out there are saying, that the quote unquote conspiracy is that Fauci, Gates, Biden, all these people didn't actually get the vaccine. They got more like a saline solution and that's it.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to confirm that, but this.
Yeah. How do you confirm that? They'll call you crazy.
Yeah, the translation was a little rough, honestly. It was like, man.
But you get the idea, though.
Yeah. gosh, I get the France and the Netherlands flag confused because of the same colors.
I know, me too. And Russia has those colors in it too. It's like,
that's true.
Like, what's what here, you know?
Yeah. So earlier, that's why I was like, wait, I didn't think. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, this honestly, you know, it doesn't sound like much on the surface, but this, it's like all of this building up and adding up really creates a very strong narrative. And then this next article is this is what I was talking about before the break. This European Parliament calls EU COVID vaccine purchases the biggest corporation scandal in history. And he just goes on to say that
corporation.
What would you say?
The biggest corruption scandal.
Oh, corruption.
Yes. Not corporation. I mean, sorry. It is the biggest corporation scandal in history, yeah. But he said corruption.
Yeah. Pretty much both. But yeah, so he's also a part of the European Parliament, and he said that they purchased the European overall, the UK purchased 450 million. Oh, I'm sorry. 4.5 billion doses.
Wait, there's only 45 million people or something, like 60 million people in the UK. So
450 million residents. I guess that's
in Europe. Okay, so that's European Parliament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is all Europe. This includes children, everybody, roughly about 450, but they bought 4.5 billion doses. One, where is this money coming from? Two, why did they buy that much? And then he's asking the same question. He's like, what is going on here? And this is a quote from him. Today, 10 of us MEPs, that's the member of parliament, asked her the following question. And this is the president of the European Commission that they're asking this question to. How will she present to us, the members of the European Parliament, as well as the EU citizens whom she supposedly represents, the communication she had with Pfizer during the procurement of 4.5 billion doses of vaccines at a time when there was absolutely no proof of the effectiveness and especially not of the harmfulness of that product? He's like, imagine 4.5 billion doses for 450 million people. He's
I don't understand. That would be like every person taking a vaccine.
10 doses, roughly.
Yeah, like 10 times or something. Like,
and that includes, he's like, that includes even newborns, like every single living person or anyone that
you
is
would
just
never
born.
Really, if you were spending carefully, you would never buy 10 times the amount of doses. Think about it.
Yeah. And then he even goes on to say, to date, no medical research has been handed over to the members of the EU Parliament's COVID committee or the European Medical Agency to anyone. And he's like, we're talking about corruption here. So.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, what's really weird is if they bought it for the kids, you know, like, I think the vaccine stops people from having kids, you know? So it's like, what was the point?
Right.
Right. And you didn't test it according to Pfizer. So, and you know, Ben, why can we talk about this now? But like a year and a half ago, you couldn't even talk about this, what we're talking about.
Dude, we were getting deleted. I mean, this is one of the things that we were being deleted from. You know, our videos were being like, we still had YouTube during that time. We got, our videos were being demonetized. We were like literally breaking information about COVID before a lot of people were really knowing what was going on during that time. Like we were both just like fully in this, and it was just so strange. And you know, you have Fauci in August of 2020 saying that the vaccines won't be mandated in the US. And we were saying they're going to mandate these. And we had all these posts on Twitter, on social media, and we were being blasted
yeah.
by the woke community, by the left, by like sent being censored, saying like, no, they're not going to, this is, and like, you know, Washington Post had an article. It's always like, no, they're not going to do this, you know? And then less than a year later, Fauci comes out saying he defends the vaccine mandates and that we should have vaccine mandates. It's like, yeah, that's what we were telling you guys.
And all of this stuff is so reminiscent of what China is doing with their social credit system. It's really moving in that direction, you know?
Completely, completely. I mean, I think ultimately we know, like, you know, this is what they're trying to do.
That was a year ago.
Mm-hmm. This is a year ago. Fauci defends coronavirus vaccination mandates. And then back in 2020, he's saying that they won't mandate the vaccines. So I think Lindsay's going to pull that up now. So that's the one in 2021. I think it was like around, yeah, it was October of 2021. So exactly a year ago. And this is from September of, oh, it just disappeared. There it is. COVID-19 vaccines won't be mandatory in the US, says Fauci. And that's from September of 2020. August of 2020. End of August. So,
it's a clown.
Trust the science.
I swear, Ben, every time, like for the last like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, every time we have a show, I get Mad World by Tears for Fears stuck in my head. Because it's like, it's so crazy, man.
It really is. It's like, I like, you know, I mean, again, I hate to be, you know, my thing is like for, especially with you and I, Rob, with Edge of Wonder, we hate to be all the doom and gloom and everything, you know, but I think like this is really important because the media, this shows just how the media is just, everything has an agenda.
But, okay. But
and when you start lining it up, it's like,
yes, but if we were a Shakespearean play, I'm going to ask you a deep philosophical question. If nice. We were a Shakespearean play, would we be a tragedy or a comedy? It's the latter, I think, really. Because when you take a step comedy back bears. And you just really watch everything, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually. I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's a clown world. It's totally. It really is like
clown world.
fully clown world. It's a really interesting time to be alive.
That is for sure. It really is. I mean, everything sounds like a Babylon Bee headline instead of a real headline here. Okay, so we have Dr. Peter McCullough that we still need to get into, and also the Florida vaccine study. So what would you like to get into, Rob?
We definitely need to go through this study by Peter McCullough because we mentioned him. We just mentioned him.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's, yeah, this video. Actually, okay, so Lindsay, why don't you pull up this tweet, but it's actually a video. Okay, to give some backstory, he just got banned on Twitter over what he said.
The editor of the New England Journal of Medicine and a member of the External Advisory Committee to the US FDA said,
"You're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless you start giving it.
The only way we'll know if these vaccines are safe in these young children is to just widely utilize it in the population." That statement will go down as the most reckless, as the most reprehensible scientific statement in the history of medical bioethics. Damn. This will cause harm.
So he put out a study, and it was a very unbiased study just showing side effects in the vaccine. And it was just like, hey, I'm not trying to be biased here. This is just the study that I'm doing. And that's another reason why he was banned on Twitter. And so this video came out with him talking about this. And, you know, there was a call even to Elon Musk, like, if you bought Twitter, can you reinstate state him back with his account? So
this is a crazy, crazy tweet.
Yeah. You want to read this?
Yeah. Hey, at Elon Musk, your soon-to-be company just deplatformed the most published peer-reviewed cardiologist an internist in history and accused him of COVID misinformation, a world-renowned board-certified medical expert that even experts rely on with over 500,000 followers. Like, just buy Twitter and take a dump on it and shut it down. What the heck?
Or just turn everything on. No censorship whatsoever, and just let people deal with it themselves. I mean, honestly, more people on the right get death threats than anything else. It's just that the left is more vocal, because they have the media that supports them. So what do you do?
Doctors get banned from Twitter, but child porn still ends up there every single day.
That is so true. And it's not even, it's like, I mean, full-on pornography exists on Twitter. No problem. Gives you.
Why isn't that being shut down?
Yeah, it even gives you an option. Do you want this or not?
They're so base. They're so just, it's just a disgusting, disgusting platform.
Yeah, honestly. And I think, you know what I realized, Rob, the other day? I think the same thing happened to Elon that happened to Jack Dorsey. They basically did a hostile takeover to take over Russia, or I'm sorry, take over Twitter against Jack Dorsey. It seems like PayPal was kind of the same thing. Like Elon sold PayPal for a lot of money, but it's like they knew why they were buying PayPal. Same thing with YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube was created by those two guys and they got tons of money, millions upon millions of dollars,
You just outlined exactly why I don't trust cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency wouldn't be pushed and it wouldn't have been pushed at all if there wasn't some agenda behind the entire thing. Because when it first came on the scene, it was highly suppressed for a lot of different reasons. And as they got more and more control, devised a system, and look at it now. In December, Biden wants to push out his central digital currency. Central bank digital currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is they want to go that direction. They want to have full control over everything and attach every part of a person to an electronic thing that they can control and throttle. I mean, this show wouldn't even be possible if that happened.
Yeah. The only thing with crypto is that it's not centralized still. They're trying to make some kind of digital.
No, agreed. Money. Agreed. But
so it's not a company.
The reason they even started to support it was because they wanted to go this direction to eventually get central bank digital currency where they could control everything.
Well, I think they realized the value in that, because you have JP Morgan, Klaus Schwab, like all the world economic people and all these people talking out against it. And then all of a sudden JP Morgan trying to change his stance. But I think with Biden, if Biden wasn't there, the stock market wouldn't have crashed. Crypto wouldn't have crashed. Like, everything would have been good.
And there'd be a lot less filled diapers in the White House.
That's true.
Yeah.
And gas prices would be normal. Dude, and that's another thing that happened with gas prices. They were blasting Trump for trying to buy oil reserves from, it was either Saudi Arabia or Iraq, for $30 a barrel. And they were blasting him for it. Now, all of a sudden, Biden's coming out saying, oh, we'll get it for $80 a barrel. And everyone's like, okay.
Or 100.
Or 100. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
I think right now it was like 84 or something like that. And it could be more.
The wheeler and dealer, that guy.
Oh my God. And
every day he's giving billions away to other countries. No reason at all.
No, absolutely no reason.
He doesn't have a mind. He's doing something other people are telling him to do. That's the only answer.
All right, we have to play another trailer, and then when we get back, we'll definitely get into this Florida study for the vaccine, because this is very mind-blowing.
Well, you guys, tonight at 9 p.m. is our live watch party for the first episode of The Seas, our newest Edge of Wonder series about the cryptids of the abyss. We'll all be watching that together on Rise.tv and reacting in the live chat. And if you're interested in cryptids, aside from the ones that are in our government, please subscribe to Rise.tv. Also, we did a cryptid series before this one. where we covered Dragons, the Jersey Devil, and the Mothman. So check out this trailer on Dragons, and then we'll continue talking about the fire-breathing dragons that run the country's healthcare, allegedly.
Leathery wings. Scaly body. Razor-sharp teeth. Deadly claws. A gallant knight on the hero's quest. Slays the monstrous beast. And rescues the princess. The fire-breathing dragon is no more. The creatures that hide in our skies have been spotted for millennia. Were the legends just written for storybooks? Is it really coincidence that ancient artists on opposite sides of the globe all depicted dragons? What secrets have our textbooks on dinosaurs entirely left out? Maybe intentionally. From the historical to the spiritual, from good dragons to evil, this is an exploration of epic proportions into the mysterious world of dragons. So come, journey forth with us, Knights of Wonder, and explore the tales of the cryptids on episode 1, Dragons.
Tab did great with that voice on that one. So you guys, if you're watching our podcast, please think about giving us a 5-star rating and review so we can reach even more people. And you can find all of that about the cryptids on rise.tv. We've got a bunch of stuff on there, all related to Halloween topics that will keep you busy for the entire month of October.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. Okay. Let's get into the study. Rob, you can like read this and I'll kind of get into
the Florida study.
Yeah, what it really means. Yeah.
Okay, so exploring the relationship between all cause and cardiac related mortality following COVID-19 vaccination or infection in Florida residents, a self-controlled case series study. Okay, so we have here, it says, excuse me, in the 28 days following vaccination, a statistically significant increase in cardiac-related deaths was detected for the entire study population. Stratifying by age group revealed RIs, that's relative incidence, were significantly higher for age groups 25 to 39 and 60 or older. The remaining age groups failed to reach statistical significance. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay. What makes this study so different from all the other studies that were ever done in the US, at least, was that most studies were looking at the vaccine only about a week or 2 weeks after the person took the vaccine. If they had any health complications after the 2 weeks, those were not reported in most situations for studies. What makes this different is that they were looking at the study after 28 days from when the person received the vaccine, which makes this very different from most studies. So go on to the next part.
So yeah, it says here, concerning vaccination type, males receiving mRNA vaccination had significantly higher risk, while males receiving vaccinations that were not mRNA unknown had significantly lower risks. Whoa.
Yes. So they were specifically looking at mostly males who had the vaccine, or it wasn't just a vaccine. They were looking at specifically Moderna and also Pfizer. So they broke this up from sex and age. But the weird thing is that this study concluded that men in the ages groups 25 to 39 had more cardiac problems after receiving the vaccine than any other age group prior or aside from anybody over 60, which is kind of like the opposite of what we were told. We're told like, oh yeah, well, I mean, the media was saying anyone over 60 should definitely get the vaccine. And but it's like, why are these age groups from 25 to 39 having significantly more issues related to cardiac arrests, heart attacks, all these things? And in this study, some of these people died in the study through these things. But the conclusion was that more men were dying from these heart conditions than women. That was the final, basically in a nutshell, what this study revealed. And I'm not sure exactly how many people participated in the study, but it's very significant because,
well, usually there are rules for those things. So if this study was done responsibly, there is a thing called a confidence level, right? Where you've had enough people, like let's say the group was 10,000, there's enough people that took it where if you increase the amount of numbers, the you know, median or whatever is less likely, or the average is less likely to change. So I imagine that there's rules to those studies in terms of numbers for medical stuff. And this guy would have followed the rules because he's trying to actually get information out there, which is, you know, insane because they only use the science card when it helps them and not when it goes against an agenda that they're pushing. That's why I never really listen to people who are like, follow the data, listen to the data. Like, yeah, you do need to listen to the data. It's one vector, but when it's people who have an agenda, they can make a story out of anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the other aspect too, is that in some cases, the vaccine may not affect a person for like 6 months after they received it, because it could take that long for these things to happen within your body, you know, depending on what's going on. But, you know, and then all of a sudden we know that we have the sudden death. What is it? The sudden adult death
sudden
syndrome?
SADS or whatever.
Yeah.
That
is pretty crazy in itself. So I was looking, I found some statistics on VAERS from for those of you that don't know, VAERS is a site that you report medical issues or side effects related to any kind of vaccine that you're taking, but it could be any kind of drug as well. So this is from September of 2021. And the big thing here is really about 15,000 deaths have been reported to VAERS over the vaccine as of.
That's a lot. Hospitalization, 60,000. Urgent care, 80.
Yeah.
Doctor office visits, 110,000. And this is a sliver, I believe, of the actual data.
What I read, a statistic, is that about 1%, maybe even less than 1% of adverse effects get reported to VAERS. So if that's true, and it's only
1%, that means like a billion. This number for doctor office visits would be at a billion.
I don't know about a billion. Well, maybe. No.
100 million or something.
Like, yeah, it would maybe like 100 million. Now show the next one, Lindsay. So this is now more current, and everything doubles within a year. So now you have 31,000 deaths.
Hospitalizations, 179.
Yeah.
And deaths must be way more than this. I mean,
it is, because again, if only 1% is being presented, you could add a couple zeros to that. And that's what gets a little bit freaky. Now, granted, this is like worldwide, but we don't know. And there are definitely videos out there of nurses talking about this. And we do have some of those videos that we can play. We can get into that here in a little bit, but I think, so the main issue is that when someone has some, and actually that video we played earlier, I forget the guy's name that we showed, but when you have some kind of cardiac arrest or some kind of heart issue, I mean, there's scar tissue on that, on your heart, and that will never heal. It will never go away. It's just permanently there. And you're always going to have some issues. This is super weird, but what was announced today, it was either today or yesterday, but the Moderna CEO came out and said that there's going to be a new mRNA injection that will repair heart muscle after a heart attack. Let me read that right. Again. Moderna CEO says new mRNA injection will repair heart muscle after heart attack. So to me, this shows that
it's a World Economic Forum image.
Yes. Like, yeah. To me, this shows that they know that the vaccine is causing heart attacks. So they're putting out another one to try to, and they're not saying they're going to prevent heart attacks. It's saying repair heart attacks after you have one that's probably bladed from the vaccine. I don't know. What do you think, Rob?
Why in the world would anyone listen to the Moderna or the Pfizer CEO after all of this? Like, I don't understand. I have a really hard time with this one. Like, why is anything that those guys say being taken seriously? Why is anything that Bill Gates says about medicine or medical stuff being taken seriously? Because he has money? I don't understand. This again, like, we just live in a complete clown world right now.
Completely. Yeah, so
Go ahead.
Were you going to say, Rob?
I was interested in having everyone see this Tim Pool shared video.
Yeah, this is pretty good. His tweet about this.
Tweet is really funny.
Yeah, you can read the tweet.
His tweet says, I'm so sick of these conspiracy theories about the COVID vaccines causing death or heart damage. All of these doctors, families, and journalists claiming the vaccine is bad are part of the scheme to discredit Pfizer and the science.
I have to warn you guys, this video is pretty intense. We don't have to show the whole thing, but we can show a little bit. So it's saying in 2021, Pfizer released
this video. All of us want to be superheroes. And the most important heroes are those that help others. This year, thousands of kids like us around the world joined the COVID-19 vaccine trial. To all the kids who volunteer, we'd like to say
thank you.
A year later, the hospital runs this ad for
training. But one day, I had a stomach ache so bad I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
Some are claiming that the myocarditis is caused by COVID-19. The studies show that's not true. Keep playing a little bit, Lindsay. A study around 800,000 patients concluded we did not observe an increase in incidence of myocarditis in patients recovering from COVID-19 infection.
Two teenage boys who died on days 3 and 4 after the Pfizer vaccine, and the parents were horrified to find the children dead at home. Autopsies were performed, and the conclusion was crystal clear. The vaccines caused the death with massive heart inflammation.
I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine. And I talked to the doctors because I was a charge nurse, saying, why aren't we reporting these to VAERS? Who is going to report these to VAERS? It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child to keep him alive.
And that first guy was Dr. Peter McGonnell.
Yeah, it was.
So this just kind of gets into some of the trials that were performed in man, about these with these kids. This is where it gets a little bit kind of intense.
Wow.
150 children dead, 445 permanently disabled, 8,176 children injured after the COVID vaccination. Wow. Underreported by at least 31 times.
And the doctors wonder why we don't listen to what they say anymore.
Yeah. 13,795 permanently disabled and 250,000 children injured. And it's still underreported. So it's saying four babies came sick after consuming baby formula. As a result, the FDA shut down the plant and pulled the products off the market.
Damn. What the heck?
I wonder if that's happened. 4,600 children have died and 13,000 are permanently disabled after the COVID vaccine. Actually, more like 14,000.
Ugh. That is crazy.
Why are they still on the market? Yep. Yeah, Thunder made a comment. It's about 100 to 1. I mean, that's probably a pretty reasonable statistic. 1 out of 100 children who had the vaccine might have had some kind of adverse reaction.
Well, Ben, it's crazy. Looks like it's about time. So we're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.tv, where we'll explore the sensitive information that you'll only hear on our private platform. So you guys, we did a deep dive into Pfizer and found new autopsy information that will reveal exactly what's happening to people's blood cells. We'll also uncover the truth about CCP money actually influencing American medicine. And at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, join us for an exclusive live watch party of The Seas, which is our newest Edge of Wonder series about cryptids of the abyss. So if you've ever wondered about the strange creatures like Cthulhu and the Kraken, H.P. Lovecraft, and occult mysteries, you're definitely going to want to see this first episode, and it's a good break from all the crazy stuff going on, like what we're talking about today. So you guys, why don't you join us on Rise.tv? It's just $9.99 a month, and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A, and don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. And if you're listening to our podcast, please do us a favor and leave us that 5-star rating and review. Now check out this trailer for our episode on The Seas and then join us on Rise.tv. Thanks.
Seafaring voyagers traverse the vast seas, sailing for distant lands, lost treasure, ferocious sea beasts, and new worlds beyond the old. But what if their searches across the ocean surface mistruths that lie much deeper? What secrets hide in the Bermuda Triangle? Why do octopuses exhibit an ethereal intelligence we can't quite explain? Are sightings of the Kraken and giant squids more than mere stories? Some creatures have been found to not just survive, but to thrive at depths and conditions we never thought possible. Which begs the question, what has been written off in history as imaginings or myths that may actually be pointing to other dimensions, alien worlds, or fantastic beings that aren't supposed to exist? Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the cryptids of the abyss.